time for you to sound off.
You gotta be faking me. What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Let's get going. Sound off.
Oh, it is time for sound off, but I neglected to tell you the 5 o'clock hour is brought to us by Guided Door and Window. You buy any window and door, get the second 50% off, plus interest-free financing up to 18 months. Call Guided Door and Window today, 1-877-GO-GUIDA, or visit goguida.com. All right, sound off, 610-771-9705. You get something to say, hit us up on that line. You know the number, write it down again, 610-771-9705. Publish something. It may be good. We may use it.
2:30 and you just brought it up. Philly Fanatic. The baseball needs to modernize. Not just Philly Fanatic, but baseball itself needs to be modernized. I barely care about it. Barely want to even watch it. It's not modernized yet, and that's why the attendance isn't rising like the Sixers game attendance has been rising over the years, even during the tanking.
Yeah, baseball doesn't need to be modernized. It's timeless. It's Americana. You don't modernize Americana.
You know what annoys me more than anything else? People that don't go to Phillies games, that bitch about people not going to Phillies games. 6 o'clock, you're at the door at 6:30. You can go to all the Phillies games you want. I work till 10, 11 o'clock every night during the week. I still managed to go to 7 games this year. 7.
Well, there you go. You're a good fan. It's a nice night to go to the ballpark.
It is a nice night.
Sorry, Phillies, but between Eagles, Super Bowl merchandise, and Sixers playoff tickets, my sports entertainment dollars are shot.
No.
I only have a garden. I just bought a Eagles Super Bowl 52 garden gnome. Where am I going to put that?
Yeah, he bought a 52 what? Eagles 52 what?
Garden gnome.
Yeah, Eagles
garden gnome.
Super Bowl 52 garden gnome.
Really?
Yeah, that probably costs a lot of money because that's a solid piece.
I didn't even know that they had that.
I'm not a fan of the gnome in general.
Why not?
Me either.
It's kind of creepy.
Yeah, I agree.
But he raised a good point. He's already spent a lot of money on the Eagles and Sixers. And, you know, that's what a successful long season like that will do to people.
One of the causes for the lack of Phillies attendance is a third to almost half of the team is international-based players and not U.S.-based players. And I feel like a lot of the general population is having a hard time getting behind the international-based player instead of the U.S.-based player.
You know, I guess there is some merit to that, but, Latinos have been, like, part of baseball for a really long time, and it's a commonplace anymore. So, I don't know if it's that.
You think that guy was using any coded language in that sound?
Yeah,
I do.
I'm just asking.
Yeah, he probably was.
Hey, this message is for the GM of the Philadelphia Phillies. If you got half a brain, you'll put Reese Hoskins at first base, you'll put Nick Williams in right field, and you'll trade Carlos Santana and Aaron Altair for a starting pitcher. And you can throw in Hector Neris just for good measure, huh?
Well, I'd break it to you, but a $20 million contract is very difficult to move. That's A. B, what do you see in Nick Williams? Well, are my eyes like putting numbers backwards? What is he hitting, Nick Williams?
220, right?
Like, what is so special about getting Nick Williams in the lineup?
He's got to play every day.
He does. Okay.
Now, with that news out about Colangelo, nobody else wanting to move up, and he was the only one, and he overruled everyone. Well, guess what? Goodbye, Markel Fultz. Hello, Dante DiVincenzo.
Stop it. Just allow for the fact that could have been propaganda that was put out there to discredit Brian Colangelo even further.
So let's count the number of times Mike has cried watching TV or a movie. First time, The Natural with his girlfriend. Second time, City of Angels. And now the third time, Tom Brady interview with Oprah.
So all three of them just cracked. Yeah, sometimes things hit me where I live. And Tom Brady, and I mean, listen, if it was Charlie Rose interviewing him, maybe wouldn't have hit me. I got Oprah there. Oprah! listening to the tale of woe of Tom Brady trying to explain to his million-dollar trust fund babies that sometimes you have to lose.
So my wife watches Channel 6 News every morning. They're talking about, I guess, Wentz was at the finals, NBA finals game in Cleveland, and the newscaster saying, and he was accompanied by another superstar, Zach Ertz. WTF on that. Zach Ertz, superstar? Come on.
Yeah, not quite yet. He's not quite a superstar yet. Good player, on his way to being a star, not quite a superstar.
Mike, you miss, I'm listening to your show, and I'm shocked to hear your comment that U2's body of work is better than Pink Floyd's or bigger than Pink Floyd. Pink Floyd has two of the biggest selling albums of all time. U2 are boring. They're terrible.
No, listen,
they're overrated, they're overhyped, and they're still around.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean they're better.
I didn't say they were better. I said bigness. I didn't say the band was better. U2 has been around longer than Pink Floyd. I understand Pink Floyd is a monster band. And you might like Pink Floyd's talent better than U2. I'm talking about the bigness of the bands.
You got to get into the World Cup, man. It's the biggest sporting event in the world. You got to be innovative and adapt as a radio show host. And I'm afraid you're just not doing it. You got to be bringing in a larger audience, expand it. Otherwise, in a couple of years, it's just going to be you and Dave from Center City talking about your favorite roast pork sandwiches.
Yeah. I don't think you're accurate. I think I know radio a little better than you, maybe, possibly. And soccer doesn't move the needle, and especially doesn't move the needle when the United States aren't in it. So we're not going to be talking about the World Cup because I invest time in stuff that I know people want to talk about, and I know people are going to want to talk about the World Cup. So I won't watch it, unfortunately. All right, close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off. Got an LPD?
I don't like them.
What are they?
Because I don't like
them. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 545 to see if your Sound Off gets on.
See you later.